Début du dialogue 15.
Today's programme is on cyber theft, and we welcome Chris Mason.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Chris, I've been reading your recent book, and your findings are very worrying. Most people are aware that if they buy articles, services and so forth on the internet, one day they may find their bank account emptied by a criminal hacker. But I wonder how many of our listeners realise just how dangerous cyber theft has become, and that we may be already on the verge of a cyber war.
Yes, as you say, most people think of cyber theft mainly as the doings of a single criminal operator. Few people think of organisations whose target isn't the individual consumer but private companies. And even fewer people are aware of states who make cyber assaults on other states.
I can imagine what are the motives of the hacker who gets his hands on my bank account and my money. But as regards organisations targeting firms, what are they after?
According to experts, organised cyber theft targeting corporate websites involves hundreds of billions of dollars of valuable commercial data, especially in the area of research and development. This may be the work of criminal organisations or the work of states who hire software engineers to retrieve priceless data. In the latter case, the object is to enable the country concerned to achieve a competitive edge in one or more of its industries.
Could you give some examples where this has been known to happen?
It's obviously in the nature of cyber attacks to be anonymous and avoid getting identified, so it's often difficult to attribute a cyber attack to a specific organisation or state. But there's strong evidence that points to China and Russia as being the biggest offenders. For example, in 2009, unidentified hackers succeeded in stealing 24,000 confidential files from Lockheed Martin, one of the leading US defence contractors. These files contained information on the technology used in the construction of the stealth fighter. 2 years later, China came out with its own stealth fighter, based on the design of the Lockheed plane.
I read that a respected US security consultancy recently linked extensive hacking to a specific unit of the Chinese military in Shanghai.
Yes, and that's why President Obama has declared that the US is making it very clear to China and some other states that it expects them to follow international norms and abide by international rules. "We will have some pretty tough talk with them," said the president.
And concerning industry, I suppose that the industries the US government mainly takes an interest in are those that concern national security and involve defence and weapon industries.
Yes, but not only those industries. The president recently held a meeting with corporate executives from AT&T, Honeywell International and other top US companies about cybercrime. Significantly, the meeting was held in the Situation Room, the secured White House facility used for national security crises.
What is the US doing to prevent these cyber assaults or to mount counterattacks?
That's a difficult question to answer precisely. On the one hand, huge amounts of money are being poured into cybersecurity. There's the US government's Cyber Command, which has a budget of some $3.5 billion for 2013. On the other hand, although there's a risk that they may have their research and development files stolen, companies resent feeling intruded upon and having to open their files to a government agency. Private sector firms fear the monitoring of their employees' emails by government agencies carrying out checks to ensure that the security measures are being met.
It sounds like a replay of the consequences of 9/11, where the need for security resulted in the passing of the Patriot Act.
Yes, there's a fear that the administration may give its spy agencies full access to data on suspicious transfers at US banks. Such a move is likely to raise concerns about privacy, because greater access for spy agencies will increase fears that they could combine such data with other data to figure out private information about American citizens. But no matter what the state we're citizens of, we have to be vigilant if we believe that our cyberspace should be free from government interference.
Fin du dialogue 15.